Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ravens head into this draft a week from Thursday with 11 picks. I think that's tied for the most picks of any team in this draft. Ravens, they if they make trades, it's usually trade-down scenarios, adding picks. Is it possible, though, Jason, we could see them change their spots a little this year?
So hear me out on this.
Mm-hmm.
So we've identified over the course of various exercises and discussions going back, I don't know, probably a month, even longer on Andrews, that if there's guys they want to move – who might be, I don't want to say, well, some of them are surplus to requirements. Some of them just, it's a little bit of redundancy or you just want to keep moving forward. They have a number of guys, Mark Andrews, Ajabo, who they can get future picks for. They've already got 11 now. So, like, could they package some of these picks to move up and get more quantity and still accomplish their goal of coming out of a draft loaded for bear the following year because of all the comps they got this year, because they could still trade a few veterans for 2026 draft picks because not everybody's going to make your 2025 roster, and at the same time break tendency in 2025 and package some picks to move up?
It's possible, but I would say it's just looking at Eric DaCosta's history since taking over as GM in 2019. They had that trade in the 2022 draft where they moved back into the first round, ended up getting Tyler Linderbaum. That was the player trade with Marquise Brown and 100th pick. But in terms of just a true pick-for-pick move-up, the highest round Eric DaCosta is traded up in was the third round, his first draft, and that was to get Miles Boykin. He's traded down in the He's traded down in the first round twice, in 2019 and in 2022. So we haven't really seen him take these big type of swings in day one or day two. He's had a couple of times where he's traded back into the draft at the end of the draft in the seventh round, the sixth. I'm with you. But I look back at all of his trades since 2019, and the highest round was Miles Boykin his first draft.
I am picking up what you're putting down, though, Jason, because this is a very different situation. Like, 2019 is what it is, but this year...
2019, they were trying to reset the franchise for the next 10 years. They weren't in win-right-bleeping-now mode with a $50 million quarterback.
Yeah, we've been in win-now mode these past couple years.
But we've spent a month, as you said, discussing that they have very... that they're targets, and what if... there's a guy they like more, a lot more than the other guys, and you're not, as you said, they're not going to, all these guys aren't going to make this team. Why not package to move up a little bit to get the guy you really want?
And I'm all for this, by the way. I'm just saying, based on his history, and we were saying this last week, Jason, he loves having this abundance of picks, because the more picks, the higher likelihood that you're going to hit on some of these
picks. But it was just a few years ago that they dominated the fourth round, and how many of those guys are players?
Well, they got the two tight ends.
Likely and Kohler.
Likely and Kohler, yeah. They like that. So, they had the six fours that year.
It's six fours, and you're giving me two players at one position.
I'm with you. I'm with you on the logic, and I would like to see him take
a big swing. Don't you think they could learn from that?
So the 6'4"s were Falele, who's now a guard. Jalen Armour Davis.
A starter.
Yeah, Charlie Kohler.
Blocking tight end. Okay.
Jordan Stout, their punter. Mm. Isaiah Likely.
Okay.
And Pepe Williams.
So, I mean, come on.
Those were the 6'4"s.
I'm talking about going get a needle mover on a team that needs a needle mover on defense to put them over the top, and you're selling me on a middling punter, three guys who do nothing, and a dude who finally started playing year three as a guard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
No, I'm with you. But let's go back to that draft.
And how long did it take those guys to develop? And you're trying to win now before you restructure Lamar's contract again.
Let's talk about that in real time. We all were shocked that they kept all six of those picks.
Yeah.
We thought for sure they'd package a couple of them to move back to somebody they target in like round three, but they didn't. They kept them all.
And I mean, I'm just like, so I'm keeping an open mind, and I'm thinking that they've learned from some mistakes, and I'm thinking that they're looking at this. We just did the six-pack last week, position groups. Like, the strength of this draft is defense. Yeah, at some positions like D-tackle, it's quantity, quantity, quantity. But it's not quite the same at edge, and it's definitely not the same at safety, and it's not quite the same at corner. And they have needs at all those positions. And they've had loaded drafts in the past, and they've kept those kids. So they all the year three kids and all these draft picks can't make it. And you've got veterans who I already told you can turn into future fives and future fours or whatever. I don't know, man. It would seem like a confluence of events to have them maybe do something in the second round that they don't normally do and still be able to clean up in rounds four and five.
I would love to see it. Identify that player. If it's starting to fall down the board, be aggressive and go up and get that impact player. And you already have, and things can change depending on how the upcoming season goes, but three projected comp picks for next year, and that's before any of those veteran trades.
And could they also do this? Because I keep doing these exercises and penciling it out, and I think Jackson Dart's going somewhere between like 25 and 32. I don't know where, and it's going to be via trade. Like, could they do that? And let's just say hypothetically, it's like Cleveland, mm-hmm. and you trade out and you get even more. Now you've got 13 yeah. whatever 13 picks in the final six rounds of this. And you've got one at the top of the second round, and you use that one, and you take a 2 and a 3, and you get like two of the first 10 players off the board day two. Especially if teams are reaching for offensive yeah. guys, and it's pushing it down, and you get you know what I mean? You're not picking with that hypothetical Cleveland pick at the second pick of the day two, and then not picking again for 3 hours. You're moving back, like sort of like they did with Dobbins, right? Didn't yeah. they move up for Dobbins?
No.
Did they move up for Dobbins?
That was the Hayden Hurst pick, if I memory gotcha. Serves.
Well, whatever. And you do that, and you lean into two kids knowing that that second one's not going to be there at pushing pick 60.
Hey, I love to see it, and it does make sense. Being that there are certain positions, like there are needs that like, and there's not a lot of needs on this team, but they're like in a draft like this, if there's a guy you really like, why not?
And this also just seems like a year in which you had so much turnover last year, where this year it's pretty status quo. Your division is weaker across the board. The Chiefs still need offensive line help. This would be the year.
Yeah, I mean, you need like you're trying to find maybe somebody better than Van Noy.
Yeah,
right? like do you want Kyle Van Noy to be your best pass rusher? I'm even using air quotes there. Edge player going into the 2026 playoffs.
You'd like to have
right? You'd yeah. like to get something better than him. Well, if they're not going to pay for it, this is your shot.
Yeah, Ravens will be drafting next Thursday. A week from Thursday is the NFL draft, at least the beginning, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But coming up next, we get back to the Orioles and all the young dudes, and a young dude in particular, Gunnar Henderson. And did they fall into the same trap they've fallen in the past? Did they bring Gunnar back too soon? We'll explain next year on The Fan.